Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Victoria. This is season number 3, episode 58. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards becoming an eight-figure business owner. I like to say a million-dollar entrepreneur. There are eight essentials that we have narrowed down to actually scale your business towards eight figures. And today we're going to talk about all eight, but join me each week where we break down and speak about one in particular. So today we're going to go over the eight essentials that we have found when we were able to be fortunate enough to scale an eight-figure business on what it takes to actually become that million-dollar entrepreneur. So if you're ready, we're ready, and let's get started. I like to say that there's no particular order because all of them are essential, but I am going to talk about the eight. First, I'm going to go over the eight, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of information about each one of them. So mindset is definitely important. Time management, people, strategies, execution, business assets, cash, and what I like to call multipliers. So I'm going to go over each one, tell you a little bit about why I feel it's important and how it has impacted other multi-million dollar business owners. When I've done interviews on what are the eight essentials, when I've looked over what has made most people successful, they've had all eight of these in no particular order that they've worked on, but they've been able to scale their business because these are the essentials to being able to do that. So when I look at the mindset, this is where everything starts. I would say out of any order, mindset would come first, because if you don't have the right mindset, there's no way you're going to be able to do any of the other seven. So the mindset is important because it actually is what's necessary to push you forward. There are days that you actually feel as if you're not going to make it. And if you don't have the correct mindset, and I like to look at all five of the essentials when it comes under mindset. So I would look at laws of attraction, making sure you really think about what you want, having your why you're in business, and have it connect. Don't just have an arbitrary because I want to make money. That won't do it. It has to be something outside of you because you want to change your family. You want to be able to make sure that when you retire, that you retire a certain way, a certain lifestyle. You want to leave something, a legacy for your family. But your why has to be compelling because when times get tough, and you have to dig deep down into your soul, you want to be able to have a reason why. The other areas I like to look at is visualization, being able to visualize myself with reaching the goal, and also having your affirmations. There are going to be days when it is almost impossible to continue, and you're looking at going to another job or, you know, giving up the business, but having all of these and having the right mindset will allow you to continue. And if I had to say what is the main part of the mindset when I've spoken to other million-dollar entrepreneurs, the main reason why they're able to continue is their why. That is the one main reason. Having your why written down somewhere where you can see it when those times are necessary, when you don't feel like it's something you can continue. The why should be out, visible, more than any other thing. Number two, time management. If you like to have that freedom that we talk about and really have the freedom, you're not going to have it if you're not able to be disciplined and handle the time management. Time management is uber important. And I like to say, take 2 days that are your super focused days, 2 days that are about your core business. The rest of them can be admin days, they can be days that you do other activities, but take 2 days that are really working on the business, not in the business. The other 3 days can be geared towards working in the business until you get to the point where you can work all 5 days on working on the business and not in the business. Assign those 2 days and make sure you stick with them. That's going to be the discipline of time management. People. Oh, my goodness, I cannot begin to really, really talk about how the people are, they really can make or break your business. If you hire the right team, you won't have to half as much as you had that you would have to do if you had the wrong team, especially if you have a laborious, labor-intensive business where you have a lot of moving parts with your staff. If you have that, it is almost impossible to scale that business without having the people in place and very, very, very well trained. So when you're hiring your people, take the time to invest in making sure you hire the right ones and not just get bodies in the seats. And if you do it correctly, it may take you 2-3 weeks on something as simple as your frontline employees. But it's really important because they're out there with the customers and they can make or break your team and your staff. So take the time to hire them. And I would also say hire fewer people and pay the few people that you hire more. That's really important as well. And try to make sure that you go to where the source of the good employees are. Make sure you hire well, train well, so that you can retain them well. Strategies. How many times have we gone and we've thought about different ways to figure out if this strategy is working or if this strategy is not? I love that MVP, which is our minimum valuable product, which is our MVP. Our MVP should be something. When we put out a new product or new service, we want a sampling of if it's going to work or not. And you don't have the luxury of waiting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months to determine that. How can you make sure that you don't need to pivot right away after a month or so? Put out an MVP. Do it as a website. Do it as a webinar. Do it in some type of way where it's not really that expensive. See if you get an interest. Put a video on YouTube to see how many views do you get. Now, the views may not necessarily translate or convert into money, but you at least see if they're interested in the topic, and then you can narrow down what part of it renders the most interest. But test it out and see if your strategy, your business model is working, or do you need to pivot and go the different direction? Because I always tell people, you can get up every day and read, you can do all the things that you need to do, but if you're not going in the right direction, you will never get there. Even though you have the energy and you're really focused and energized, you still won't get there because you're not going in the right direction. Number 5 is execution. I cannot tell you how many conferences I've gone to with other coworkers or other business owners, other entrepreneurs, and they will take all the notes, but they never implement. So when we talk about the focus days, you need to have one day that is geared towards implementation, making sure you implement all of the ideas that you started, or you will find yourself having so many ideas that you've written down and none of them come to fruition because you do not take the time to implement. Strategy, execution, very important. Number 6, you've got to be able to build your business assets. Your branding comes under this. You have to be able to build business assets and not just have profit. And revenue and profit is what a lot of people look at. But you do have to make sure that you build some business assets. This is essential to becoming a million-dollar entrepreneur. And this could be under your trademarks. It could be your royalties. All of this needs to be your assets. Of course, your building, your land, your equipment with your business. But you need to start looking at building assets for your business. Number 7, cash. You have got to really, really make sure you pay attention to your cash flow every hour. It should be something that is in the forefront of your mind because right behind mindset, if you don't have the cash, you won't make it. So you've got to have the mindset right, and then the cash has to be like number 2. Very, very important. It's hard to put all of which ones are the most priority because if you don't have the right people, but I would say first has to be the mindset, and I would say second would need to be cash. And when I look at me personally scaling my business, my facilities management, years ago towards the million-dollar mark, I had to make sure that I had the mindset right, but because I had a service business, it was really important to make sure I had the right cash flow. Cash flow, it's not what's doing, it's what you have to work with because it takes a while, some time to get in the invoices and to actually receive payment. So when I break down the 8 essentials, I may talk about next week under time management. I'll go into a lot more detail. And then I may talk about the mindset, which I did last week and I went into more detail. So each week I go over something in the eight essentials and break it down a little bit more. Cash, very important. Without that, you're out. You're out of the game if you don't have the cash correct. And I like to think the last part of multipliers. And when I look at the multipliers, I look at simply all of them together. So there are times that you need to pay more attention to cash. There's times you need to move more towards the strategy. There's times the execution, people. You've got to know when you need to multiply which one of those eight essentials and which one is the priority. So sometimes you have to multiply, really, really emphasizing doing nothing but paying attention to your people. And you have to know how and when and what that looks like, because not each day it's going to require the same in each of those areas. And there's no way you're going to be able to concentrate on each of them daily equally. So that's why I love to look at the multipliers, because sometimes you're going to have to implement the 10-time rule, which Grant Cardone talks about, which is you're going to have to do more marketing, and the marketing falls under strategy. Sometimes you're going to have to pay more attention to your implementation, more mindset. You're having a really stressful week. All your employees have quit, and you're going to have to really pay attention to your people. So the multipliers are knowing what to do in what order, how, and figuring that out and making it work, and that's where the multipliers come in. So I love looking at the eight, because out of all the thousands of entrepreneurs that I've spoken with that have made it past the $1 million benchmark. And that's really, really important to me, because it makes you become someone different. You're not going to make that mark building the business unless you have quite a few of the essentials inside to be able to make sure. And one of them is definitely discipline. So the reason why I've always been interested in people that not just start a business but are become successful at getting over the $1 million mark is because of the main reason it allows you to have the freedom. It allows you to be able to move about, leave generational wealth, and that is why I started my business, Eight-Figure Business Coach, to be able to do that and to change the lives of others where they are able to do that as well. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And I hope you join me next week for episode number 59, where we're going to go in and discuss assets, business assets and details, which go into the branding and such. And once again, we love social media. So make sure you visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram at 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8-Figure Business Coach, and Twitter at 8-Figure Coach. Or leave us a comment in the comment section about this episode, or download this episode and subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you also go to Eventbrite or our website at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com, because we're actually having what we call Million Dollar Entrepreneur Workshop. Check it out. We go into the eight essentials in great detail. It's a two-hour online course, and it will guarantee you to be able to succeed to scaling towards that $1 million mark and beyond. So, and thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, I look forward to seeing you again.